shipping in the industry.
America tonight, AIG looking for clearance for more bonuses. Ooh, the dreaded three letters. I thought we buried them already, or at least buried them in the recesses of our mind. Furloughs are starting to really cripple California. A lot of the state offices are closing down simply because they can't afford to pay the people, and the IOUs are not washing. In the meantime, this was one of the saddest stories from over the weekend. Hi, everyone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And it's a story about Steve McNair, who I've told you I had just a little tiny brush with in my sports career, but have heard from other friends who have covered him extensively what a great guy he was and how much he did for charity. He ends up with four bullets in his body, dead. A girlfriend nearby, turns out she bought the gun. She was jealous, according to what the police believe, the detectives who investigated, and thought he was seeing somebody else. And here he had a wife and a family, and the wife had no clue he even had a girlfriend, according to what she said. But the bottom line is, it was just one of those awful things where you had a dual kind of life. You had a man who gave money to charity, lent his face, his name, his time. It wasn't just words that he set out there. He had a 13-year career in the NFL, and friends and family adored this guy. And then this whole thing emerges, and what's left is a 36-year-old man is dead. So friends and family and fans came out to remember McNair. It was one of those kind of days, and ultimately they're going to have a funeral service over the weekend for McNair in Mississippi. But the pastor talked about not judging McNair and reminding people who were on hand for the memorial not to throw stones or cast stones. He was a guy who, like I said, had this dual life that people just weren't aware of, and it was jam-packed. They actually covered the memorial service live in Nashville, Tennessee. His casket was on display at a Baptist church there, where he had gone to services since he moved to Nashville 11 years ago. They had a big picture of him with his MVP award from the NFL back in 2003. There were a lot of athletes on hand to remember him, particularly people who worked with him, like Eddie George, a running back for the Titans when he was the quarterback. About 5,000 almost people attended his funeral. Prior to that, the sad tale of the 911 call. Boy, these calls are so grim when you hear them. I always think about the people on the other end of a 911 call. What's it like when they get that call and they're trying to figure out what's going on? And it was really tough because his friend found the bodies and he was hard to understand. So here's a little bit of that 911 call.
Hello. Yeah, what's going on, man? It's 911.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, what's going on? Hello?
Hey, what is his address? No. What's his address?
What street are you on?
Lee?
Sorry, what street are you on? All right, what's your name?
My name is Rob.
Rob, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Benjamin.
Second and Lee don't cross. Where are you at?
At this at a condo.
Okay. Do you know what the address is?
What? Hey, man, I'm trying to ask this guy right here.
Okay.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay, I tell you what, let's do this. Rob, tell me what's going on. I've got it. Where are you at? Rob.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on.
Somebody's been shot. I haven't checked the vitals, but
Okay. All right. Bear with me. I'm going to help you out here. Where exactly are you at 2nd and Lee? Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Boss, talk to me so I can try to help you here, okay? Give me some info. Where are you?
I'm trying to find exactly where I'm at, sir. I'm walking out here to the curb.
Okay. Is the person breathing?
I don't look like it.
Okay.
All right, so there's some of that 911 call. And like I said, the reason I played it is it's interesting what must go through someone's mind, how horrible that is when you're trying to talk and they keep asking you what happened, what's the address. I mean, the hysteria you must feel in that panicked moment, and especially McNair's friend knowing, ooh, this is probably in the back of his mind thinking this is going to create a lot of attention, besides the fact that he's shocked and stunned beyond belief at what he has discovered ultimately, huh? Coming up, also, we're going to talk about the CIA. There's more fallout there with this. Was the CIA misleading Congress and a push in Congress for more people to be privy to the secret dealings or, you know, be briefed on them anyway, more than 8 to make that up to 40, and even Obama himself is saying he's not going to keep that language in a bill. If it's kept in there, he's not going to sign it. Why does that matter to you and I? I'll talk about that later. Let's go to James, who's listening to us in Montana. He's our leadoff man. Hey, James, thanks for the jingle.
Hi, Kate. Not to get away from all that other sadness, but I was curious about Michael Jackson's memorial. Why Lisa Marie didn't show up? I mean, isn't she one of his exes?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, too. So I thought I heard somewhere reported that she said she just couldn't deal with it, that she said she didn't want to go, she couldn't deal with his death. I mean, you saw Brooke Shields. She wasn't an ex. She was just a friend, but you saw how shook up she was, shaking when she was speaking. And so she felt like she couldn't keep it together to go to it. But she released statements that said nice things about him, but no, she didn't want to be there.
Yeah, it was sad.
And what, you know, what's interesting is now, as a result of all that outpouring and everything, and I thought about this today, and this is a weird thing, but where do you think, James, they bury Michael Jackson? Because if you think of cemeteries where famous people are buried, they become shrines, and people go, and they go to the cemeteries to see the grave.
That's
and
true.
In Hollywood, that's a big deal for some people, and then others, it's elusive. Remember, even Jim Morrison, was his body's in Paris, but then they dispute, is he really in, you know, the singer from The Doors,
right,
who died so young with the drugs, etc. But you know, he had just this little tiny gravestone. But in the case of Michael Jackson, I think it's going to be an elaborate deal, and I wonder if the public will be allowed to go and see his grave. If they put it in Neverland, yes would be the answer. See, you think of Presley and Elvis Presley. It's actually a national treasure. His Graceland has been declared that. It's the second most visited thing in the United States.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, you think of the things we have, whatever, the Liberty Bell stuff in Philly, the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly.
But that is the second most visited things. When people come to the United States, everybody says they want to see, like, Los Angeles and Disneyland. They want to go to New York, and they want to go see Elvis Presley's house. James, thanks for the call.
You bet.
800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinak, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2000. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:15:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 9.41.87, 4.70.93 for a half ounce, or 2.35.47 for a quarter ounce. That's 9.41.87, 4.70.93, and 2.35.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming up, we're going to throw some people in the dungeon, and it's going to be crowded. Ooh, I was furious when I heard about this story. I guess in one way, relieved, but another way, absolutely insane with anger, actually, because I just don't understand what people do. I don't know what's going on in their heads. And there are just people who don't have a conscience. That's what it is. They have just no feeling. It is that saying of ice water in the veins. There are people that are running around that have ice water in their veins. You'll understand when I tell you who's going to get locked up. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As I said, I got a ton of emails. Thanks for the email. It's been really pouring in the last couple of months, and that's great. That means you're thinking about things, or you have curiosity and are asking questions or expressing your thoughts and can't do it on the phone or don't want to do it on the phone, and I'm great with that. AmericaTonight.net is where you need to go, AmericaTonight.net. And if I can get after the webmaster, we're going to update some things on the website, by the way. So we'll go to the dungeon in a second, but in talking about Michael Jackson a second ago with James in Montana, the thing that's happening, the biggest thing, I think, is the whole drug history. Who was giving them what drugs? It's crazy the amount of drugs that we've been hearing. What do you think is going to happen to Michael Jackson when he is taking way too many pills and way too many mixtures? He was like a cocktail of who knows what. The whole thing about Diprovan, which you use in an emergency room. I mean, you're using an operating room. It wouldn't even be prescribed. What's going on there that you're getting Diprovan? So now you've got the DEA and the Attorney General's office, obviously. They keep a database in every state, I'm sure, of prescription drugs. And so they're helping the investigators as they try to break down exactly what he was taking. The Diprovan came out, and that was shocking to a lot of people because that's anesthesia. There are probably other things we haven't even uncovered at this point. What did I hear tonight? Demerol, we already knew about the Demerol, and a slew of other things. I can't believe, maybe it might be, I can't believe he lived as long as he did to 50 years old. And there was a registered nurse who worked for him that said she rejected. She would not do it. He wanted the Diprivan, and she would not do it for him. She would not, she would not give it to him. But he had a long history of using prescription medication, and even his sister Janet Jackson, they're saying now that she tried to stage an intervention a couple of years ago, but to no avail. See, it's the same thing, sadly, like Elvis Presley. You have sycophants around these people because they're such giant superstars, and they want to be around them, and they give them whatever they need. Nobody stands up and says, no, you cannot take this crap anymore, and I'm not going to be a party to it, because they don't want to lose that. Or in the case of the doctors, there would have to be a monetary reason, too, besides the, oh, Michael Jackson's my friend, I'm at the concert. There's obviously a monetary thing involved here, too, but they still have no idea what they're dealing with. Is it an accidental overdose? They're even saying, is it a homicide? So that coroner's report will be giant as to know whether or not what the ruling ultimately is going to be with his death to determine the cause of the death. So it hinges on the toxicology test. And I think I said this a week ago, maybe. You're looking probably at least at another 5 weeks or so before there's any solid information from that. That's how long it takes for them to get it, to get it back. So that's going to take some time. All right. The other thing that I mentioned is I was going to do this dungeon deal. And before I forget, let's jump to the dungeon. This story I heard earlier in the day, and I don't know why it doesn't shock me that there's dog fighting rings around the country ever since the Michael Vick thing. And before that, we had heard of dog fighting rings, but the good news is they're catching people in various states and cities. The bad news is when you hear who the people are, they arrested in St. Louis a Little League coach, a registered nurse, a teacher, and it was a well-coordinated raid. They say now probably one of the biggest raids in U.S. history as far as dog fighting is concerned. It is alive and well, my friends, across the country, no matter what the laws are. About 400 dogs, including some that were going to give birth to puppies, were rescued in the raids. And St. Louis was one of the spots, right? But also Illinois, Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Mississippi. 26 people are accused of cruelties, including shooting dogs in the head when they didn't fight well, then throwing their carcasses into a river, or, this is sick, burning them in a barrel. I mean, all the things are sick. Who does that? You have ice water in your veins. You have no conscience. You are not a human. You have no feelings. How could you do that? And when you talk about dog fighting, a lot of it was carried out, they say, in back alley garages or barns. And, you know, all the one thing about the Michael Vick deal is, and you think of the time that he served, is that it drew more attention to this. So dog fighting is a felony in all 50 states. And it's, you know, it's a felony to train, possess, or fight dogs in any way around it, all of that. I have to think that the Humane Society comes unglued every time they hear these chilling stories of these arrests and raids. It's very distressing to know. You think this 34-year-old Little League coach, what is he doing with this dog fighting ring? And how much money are they netting to do this? There has to be some monetary gain, or why would you do it? There's another guy who was described as a well-respected business owner and then a registered nurse at a community hospital. So what gives? A phys ed teacher? A phys ed teacher at a school for the severely disabled. You look at what these people did for a living, and then who is going out to these dog fights? If it is monetary, then somebody is paying big bucks, or there's enough people betting on the dogs that they consider it to be worthwhile to do this. So here's the deal. The condition of the dogs, I heard, wasn't too good, but you can't get a lot of information on this, and it's because of the criminal trial, so they're not releasing too much about them. except for that, especially in St. Louis, they've got emergency shelters where they have the dogs, and they're taking 75 to 100 of the dogs to, you know, groups in Oklahoma and Mississippi and in Texas and stuff. So that's good. So whatever they can do to help these dogs. But, I mean, imagine how shattered that dog/puppy's world was going into this, and then what they ultimately saw, 400 and some about to give birth. Wow. All right, Donovan, without further ado, open that dungeon wide.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone out there's actually been to a dog fighting match and you want to call, use a different name. I don't understand the lore of dog fighting. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And what do you think these people should get for their roles in dog fighting, especially after we saw what happened with Michael Vick? I mean, here's the thing. There are so many other sports you could watch. If you're a blood sport person, as Donovan said to me off the air, what about mixed martial arts? But he has a point. There's boxing. Of course, this is humans. There are other things that you can watch for sport, but there is something culturally for some people. And the thrill of the bet, too, because I think that certainly is what it is, about the dog thing. To watch the dogs fight to the death to go after it. And, man, I just, for the life of me, do not understand it, how anybody can watch that and get their jollies off of that or get that gambling high that you get. You can go to Vegas, do the roulette thing, do the card thing, do the slot thing, whatever. And I know that that doesn't compare because there's something about the two dogs or there's something about the dog matches in general because it's not just usually one. It's a couple of dog fights. There's something about that and then the betting that is not being stopped, despite the fact that a bunch of people have been busted for it. They're willing to risk it, getting charged with the felonies, and willing to do jail time because there's too much thrill in the dogfighting deal. Coming up on the flip side, we have odds and ends. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
By the way, once we put somebody in the dungeon, they can get out. They will send keys to some of those people. You can bet they're probably not going to want to take those keys and appear on a national show. But you never know, and that's the idea. Every once in a while, we got to throw somebody in the dungeon. So we've been talking about a couple of different things here, including this one that I mentioned, the dreaded three letters, AIG. The payments are due next week, too. I know. Oh, please, the crowd, the studio audience going crazy. Yeah. This audience has nothing on the Bill Maher audience that screams out when he walks into the audience and felt like he had to remove one once, remember? Anyway, the payments are due next week, including $2.4 million in bonuses for about 40 of the high guys, the high-ranking execs at AIG. So it's still a landmine, obviously. People are worried, especially the people in New York are worried because of the outrage over the American International Group. But they're going to pay those millions of dollars in the bonuses to those execs after going through the rounds they already went through. And they're still in trouble. I mean, they've been pressing the federal government to sign off on the payments, because remember, it's being investigated, so they can shield themselves from the public outcry. It's too late. That horse has left the barn, and they're not going to be able to, I don't think they'll be able to quell all the anger people feel over AIG, really, honestly. I don't think so. So they should just take their bonuses and slurk away. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
So So AIG in Manhattan, they had to take the three letters off the building because there was people throwing things at the building. I love
it. You know, you were talking about dogs, and you know, those are the real dogs there. AIG people asking for bonuses. Come on. I mean, it's like, you know, they're telling us, if we don't pay these people enough money, then we won't have people with their amount of intelligence to make the right decisions, as if these really intelligent people made the right decisions before. I'm saying get some stupid people in there, okay?
I agree. Obviously, they didn't do well, those guys in London. They were really the ones that crashed it, but obviously they were terrible at their job. Like you said, they're saying, well, we can't lose them. So, well, somebody wasn't doing a good job. You're right.
You know, but that's AIG. I wanted to talk about the dog fighting because, see, I see it differently. And, you know, sometimes a picture speaks louder than words. And also music speaks louder than words sometimes. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna play a song here that gives you how I feel about dogs, and then I'm going to play a song that shows what I think you feel about dogs, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is how I feel about dogs. Okay, so that's how I feel like it. Now this is the next one. Is how I think you feel about dogs, all right?
Okay.
See?
Tomas. A little bit different spin. What do you think? I mean, you think it's wrong, right? I mean, I know. You heard what I had to say.
I don't think it's that bad, really. I mean,
you don't?
You see cockfights, you know, and you know, then they're going to put people in jail for cockfights. And, you know, I don't go to these things, but I've never been invited to one either. You know, if I was invited to one, I probably would go. But
Tomas, wait a second. So here's the thing. Do you have a dog?
No, I had one.
Okay. Okay, you had one. You loved your dog, right?
Yeah, it was a good dog.
Okay, I have a dog. I would not be happy if someone took my dog and tried to take him for dog fighting. Of course, they're training the dogs in that. But you heard what I said, how they get rid of them. They shoot them in the head. They throw them, their carcasses into the river. They burn them in a barrel. You don't think that's cruelty?
Well, you know, if I was a cow, I'd say, man, they do the same thing to us, and we don't even get to beat anybody up. You know, I just feel like giving too much to animals. I got that line there where humans are here and animals are there. You know what I mean? When my dog died, you know, I mean, I didn't spend $10,000 trying to keep it alive. It was a great dog. It was time for it to go, you know, and it was put to sleep. That's it, you know. People out there, you know, they got four dogs. They run 10 miles a day, but they don't have any kids because, well, you know, that's too much work. So I'm coming from that point of view. But,
right.
You know, when you're doing something against the law, of course, you're going to get the bad elements. You're going to be, you know, drawing people that are doing things against the law. But, so, you know, you might put me in the dungeon for a little bit there.
Tomas.
We
are putting you in the dungeon. Thanks, Tomas. All right. I'm just imagining that there are some people maybe that agree with them and aren't afraid to say it, or some people that don't agree. I think it's cruelty to animals and shouldn't be done. And I'm a sports person through and through, guys. I'm all about it. Trust me. I mean, that was the big chunk of my career, still is a chunk of my career. But, and I was big into the fights. I would go to the fights, and a lot of my friends would say, ugh, how can you go to the fights? These guys just beat the snot out of each other, and it's sickening how close you are and all that other sort of stuff. And I didn't agree with that. dog fighting to me is cruelty to animals and what they do with them at the end. Okay, thank you, dog, for being such a good dog and fighting and winning me all this money. Now I'm going to set you on fire when you lose this one match. Nah, I just can't roll there. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Kate, I've seen it, not the fights, but I used to work in the city, and if the dog lost, they would, like you said, shoot it right there. And after it won a few times, they still had no use for it, and they would let it go to fend for itself. And I would see these dogs on the street with scars, like lost souls, and I would give them my lunch. Mm-hmm. But anybody who agrees with that or anybody that's done it, as far as I'm concerned, they deserve the same treatment. It was really sad. They would let them out and fend for themselves on the streets, and you know, no regard for anything.
Yeah, I think it's brutal. It's cruelty to animals. You know, and I know what he's talking about. Like, PETA goes overboard with some of their things, and we all know that. But
right.
This is flat out. We're not talking about, oh, the president swatted a fly,
right,
and he shouldn't have swatted the fly. We have a humane container for the fly. Sorry.
Right.
But this is dogs, and
yeah,
like you said, it's, you know, man's best friend. What a
yes,
way to treat man's
yes,
best friend.
And to prepare them for the fights, I mean, I heard things where they would give them gunpowder, and they would beat the heck out of him before they even went into a fight. But the dog was actually lucky if it got killed after the fight. But they would just let him out. After the fight, they let him fend for himself. And it was just sad looking, very sad looking. You know, they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and it's just it's got to be sickening for the people. I heard from a cop one time that went to, just it was a small raid, but said it was one of the worst things he ever saw in his life.
Yeah.
Just to see the carcasses.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't agree. Yeah.
It's always nice to talk to you, kid.
All right. You have a great weekend.
Bye.
Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu. I bet he has a hot opinion on this. What do you think?
I've never been around dog fights. And I live in the South. We don't do that. They do cockfights here.
I've been to a cockfight before.
I have too, and can you answer me some, Kate? What's with blowing in the butt?
I don't get it. I don't.
You know what I'm talking about? They get
yes,
in there and they fit them, they blowing their butt, and I'm going, what in the hell are they doing that for? That's kind of sexual to me. I don't know.
It's weird.
I went to a cockfight a couple years ago. A buddy of mine comes, and we're big. I mean, it's big money here in the South. I mean, they raided one in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, 2 years ago. Over $2 million cash. So we go, and this buddy of mine saw my cousin's got the baddest chicken here. Man, it's going to be bad. So I get out there, and I'm sitting there, and they got a cage around, you know, fenced in. And there's people all over, police officers there as well. Oh, everybody made bet their money. So he said, throw 100 on my cousin's. I guarantee it's going to win. So I throw 100 bucks to this other guy on his cousin's chicken. And man, his cousin's chicken's tearing up this other guy's. And they get blown in the butt, you know, taking their pits, you know, and they blow in their butt. His cousin's chicken stands up, man, and I mean, it's a pretty bird. All of a sudden, he just drops face first.
Oh.
And I went my 100 bucks. They plucked the chicken. There was no scars. His cousin was injecting the chicken with steroids and methamphetamine.
Oh.
And they give the damn chicken a heart attack, and I lost my $100.
Oh.
And I said, I'll never in my life come back to another one. But I had a buddy of mine went to Louisiana where it's legal. I think it's still legal.
Yeah.
And a hoss went down there maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, won $300,000+.
Ooh.
So, but I don't agree with it. I think it's ridiculous up here. They beat it all the time because they say a chicken's not an animal, it's a fowl, but dog fighting is just, all of it's terrible, I think. My opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Have a good
I agree
weekend.
I agree with you. You have a good one too, Stu. All right, 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Fighting. Tomas says, hey, he thinks it's all right. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. It's just too cruel. I cannot join him in that opinion. These people setting them on fire and throwing their carcasses in the river and all this other sort of stuff and rescuing those 400 dogs in the conditions that they were in. So 26 people are in trouble because it is a felony in all 50 states. And they're nailing, they're starting to really nail people for this. Has it really cut down on the amount of dog fights? Apparently not. People are still doing it in alleyways, et cetera, in garages and behind certain alleyways and whatnot. Because why? Money. Money and the thrill of the sport, of the blood sport, of watching the dogs go at it. Like I said, I don't get it. Not with the dogs. 800-259-5791. Joining us now on America Tonight is Jana in Iowa. Jana, I got your T-shirt. I actually am wearing it. It is fabulous. I love it. The colors on it are incredible.
Bless your heart.
It was so sweet of you to do that. And it's funny, I'm really into biking. I used to ride a lot. Somebody they gave me a bike. I did this bike trek from Texas to Seattle. It was for a bet, actually, over the Texas Rangers and who would pass them in the division, and I said I would ride my bike to it. So it's very cool, and I'm watching the Tour de France. I'm actually into the cycling thing, and I asked somebody about the race in Iowa, and they knew immediately. I didn't even have to tell them the name of the race, and they knew immediately. And I had it on today, and I had three people stop me to ask me what was it? What was the shirt about, or what was the race about, or whatever?
That is great. I was going to tell you about that. I'm glad you got it. I didn't know you got it so soon, but that's great. There's team of firefighters from New York that have come multiple years to participate in it.
Uh-huh.
There's people from Homeland Security that come and participate in it. And there's some guys from ESPN that come and participate in it.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, there's just people from all over, like I told you earlier, you know. And I did think that shirt was especially pretty, the colors and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you sent me the pin, too, the bicycle
yes.
pin. That's pretty cool, too. I like that. Yeah, thank you. That was very sweet of you. Yeah.
You're welcome. I wanted to make a comment about this dog fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the people arrested were from Iowa.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about what their careers were or anything, but one of them had a dog that he actually let fight in Missouri, and a couple of the guys were people who sponged the dogs off when they got too hot or when they were too bloody and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think it's horrible, and, you know, I hope they give them long sentences. And it still goes on today right here in this town. Occasionally you hear about it going on, usually with pit bulls. And I just think it's awful. And I don't like the cockfighting either. I don't like that idea.
No.
I'm very pro-animal, and I just can't handle the thoughts of that.
Yeah, see, I said, you know, where PETA loses people is the militantness of PETA, not the Humane Society.
Right.
Because of, like, the fly thing. I mean,
yes.
You probably feel, is it okay to swat a fly?
Yes.
All right, so I feel the same way. And the cockfighting thing, for me, I didn't go as an adult. My father was a writer, and we were in Vermont. I thought it was New Hampshire, but we were in Vermont. And he took me to it. I was a little girl, and my eyeballs were like flying saucers. I think my mother wanted to kill him, couldn't believe that
he did it, yeah.
Yeah, he took a little girl to that. But I remember it vividly. I remember exactly what Stu was describing, and you heard what Stu said. It's the money thing. So the other angle to this is the gambling side of it. But to me, it's ridiculous, because then go gamble on thoroughbreds.
Yes, and like you, I was surprised to hear you say this, but happy to hear you say it. You like boxing, and I love it. I can just go and watch it in person or on TV and see them just wail the crap out of each other. But I can't stand to see a dog or any kind of animal like that in something like that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, the boxing thing I like, because I lived in Vegas for 2 years for a job that I was doing, Jana, and I got to know some of the fighters. So the heavyweights... This was a while ago. The heavyweights were pretty big. Riddick Bowe had a couple of good fights against Evander Holyfield, and I was at both of those. And I know some people don't like it. They think it's brutal, but I like it. I learned a lot about the sport and the nuances, and I like it. I'm like you, so I'd rather go see that any day. Never, ever a dog fight. Yeah.
I agree with that. Well, you have a good evening, and I'm glad your shirt arrived, and I hope you get lots of wear out of it.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
So nice. All right. Willie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Willie.
How you doing, Kate? I'm visiting Kentucky right now because I'm a truck driver, but I'm from St. Louis, and I'm enjoying your program. I mean, it's only when someone finds it important enough to bring it to the public, things that a lot of us common people don't even have notion of what's going on around us, because we're common people. We go to and from work, and we don't know anything about this unless we hear it on the news or some big celebrity gets in trouble with it. But just like you were saying about boxing, you know, it took a long time before they turn around and start really investigating and looking at boxing for what it was worth. And they start putting a limit on it, how far you can beat a person down,
you know.
But it was only until someone conscious enough to say, wait a minute, you know, this person is near death. The referee has to get in there, and it's not all about the money. We are the ones that cause these problems. Us people that like this type of excitement, as long as there's money involved, we like this excitement until it affects home. It comes close to home, or we just get to a point where we had enough. I don't care if it's child abuse, theft, shoplifting, whatever. You know, I used to wear a badge. I wasn't a cop, but I worked corporate security, mall security, and assistant director of security for Dillard's Project Security. And, you know, they said, well, we're going to set a limit to what a felony is. A person can steal $2,000 to $5,000, but we can only charge that person for what we sell it for bulk. So what we sell it for as bulk is only a misdemeanor. Or prostitution is only $90. We set these limits. When we start setting limits to where are you having a pit bull and you having cockfights, and are you raping children? When we and then enforcing it, we don't have enough money to enforce some of these criminals out here. So therefore, we give them a free ride and back into society. It's all about money, and until the public becomes aware of it and they make themselves responsible and say, enough is enough, will we see a halt to it? As long as there's a way of getting around it, there's enough money that you can spend, because the criminals are getting smarter every day. They say,
right.
Okay, you caught me on the small end of it, but now I know I got to steal enough or steal to the limit and then stop at the limit. Or if I can cockfight, you let me out in 3 years. Or say a white-collar crime. If I can steal enough money to where I can only do 5 years, to hell with the people's K-1 plan. You know, the stock or let's say a mail order fraud. I got $10,000 out of that sucker. Look how many people I got $10,000 out of before they caught me and gave me 5 years. That's why I don't wear a badge today.
Yeah, very eloquently put there at the tail end, talking about your involvement and how disgusted you were with it. It is. It's about money. You got enough money. You said it. And I like the comparison to white-collar crime and rolling it all back into one thing. It's like the defense. If you have the, if you get the right defense, if you have the right amount of money, no matter what you do, you have a much better chance of getting away with it, like you said, or stepping up to the line. And ultimately, that's what we're talking about here. Even if you break it down to dogfighting all the way to white collar crime and ripping people off with a Ponzi scheme, just ridiculous. Hey, you stay safe out there. Glad you found us on America Tonight while you're cruising across the country.
Oh, I have to, because if you even knew the real story, I'd like to see you bring a story about real truck drivers, because this is a story out here that needs to be told and people just don't realize what it's all about.
Hey, you need to keep in touch with us, Willie. Give your digits to my man Donovan and tell us your story, what you're seeing out there on the roadways across America. Always a friend of the truck driver. I say this often. My grandfather was a truck driver. Proud to be the granddaughter of a trucker. Got any frenemies? You have any kids? Like Stu in Kentucky, if your kids ask you about frenemies, you can look it up in the dictionary. It is now an official word.
You know, normally a patient wouldn't have a vat of scotch during a session.
That's an interesting fact I'm going to have to remember if I'm ever on Jeopardy.